Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Batch Bitch, the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And that's all.
Bye.
We have time for this week. I made that joke last time. And I only have three jokes. How are you going, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, into
that's
the pod.
That's the end of the small talk section of the pod. Danielle, have you had a fun time watching The Bachelor this week?
No.
Me either. I'm
very bored.
So bored. I knew this would happen. As soon as they got rid of the villains, that's why they were like, we can't get rid of all of them. You got to keep Romy. And then Romy was like, I'm going. And he was like, fuck yeah. But now the rest of us are doomed.
So boring. Like, yeah. I just watched it all being like, what is happening? And like today, I turned up here and I was like, what are we even going to talk about?
I'm sure
we'll I don't even something. Remember anything that happened. Luckily for you viewers at home, I wrote notes. So... even if I don't remember, my notebook sure has some notes in it.
It does. I'm really surprised because I didn't remember anything either. And I was like, oh, look at all these words I've written down. In a past life, I did that. I feel like I'm reading a diary after I've had memory loss.
That is true. Have you ever gone through an old diary? And it's like yes. Got inside jokes in it. And you're like, what the fuck are crazy eyes? What is that? I'm talking about crazy eyes. I'm obviously, and I'm like, and I did crazy eyes to let her know. But I'm like, what are crazy eyes?
No, I didn't write inside jokes in my diary.
Yeah, apparently me and my friend had this inside joke called crazy eyes, and we'd do crazy eyes at each other. And I was like, what? I don't understand what crazy eyes are.
No, I had a friend and we just yelled the word cack at each other.
What's cack mean?
Uh-huh.
We had this thing at my school that I don't like. It's called... I never liked it. It was called a flap whack. And the girls would go around and use the back of their hands and try and whack each other in the puss as hard as they could.
Oh, yeah. We had that too, but we called it a box tap.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Box tap and flap whack.
Different regions, but we're all the same. Someone tried to do that to me only once, and I had this big jacket on, and I had my keys in my pocket. And so they like went to flick me and like just the back of their hand hit like keys. And they were fuck. It's like, that's what you get.
Yeah, don't try and hit somebody in their vagina. It hurts. Sorry, it vulva. I'll use the correct term.
You're
sorry.
So mad about
vagina
it.
Is just the hole. The whole area is the vulva.
Yes.
Hashtag save the box.
That's it. Look up save the box. Very important work being done there for gynecological cancers. That's not a joke.
No, that's not a joke. We have t-shirts.
Yeah. And if you don't donate, I'll fucking box tap you.
Because you don't deserve to have one.
No. It was a sack tap and then a box tap. Fuck, the kids. Kids are mean.
Yeah. People at my school started doing it with rulers.
What?
Yeah. I was like, no. I would just get away from people. I think I have flap work PTSD.
Yeah, I think that's called like being the victim of sexual assault.
Yeah, that'll happen at high school.
That's horrifying. Imagine if someone did that in a workplace. You'd be like, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, and then everybody around laughed at it at the workplace. Ha ha, it's funny. Because she's hurting.
I was always scared of getting dacked.
Dacked.
Have
we
I talked
didn't
about
do
this
dackings.
On the pod?
No.
I got... You didn't do dackings.
Well, we had skirts, so they were, like, tied at the waist, you know, so you can't like, you can't really dack somebody in a skirt. I mean, you can pull it up.
Yeah.
No, that's not dacking. It's a different thing.
Man, people dacked all the time. I didn't dack anyone. I didn't like it. But one time I got dacked on the way back in from the bell. And it was like, our school had 1,200 people. Mm. And so they were all walking in a big crowd. And I got dacked in front of like so many people.
Oh, no. I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's fine. I'm not over it. Anyway, well, that's more interesting than this date. So
that is more interesting than this date.
We start. Date cards are back.
Can I quickly say the opening shot of this is so weird because all the girls are just sitting around on the couch laughing at a joke we have not heard. Maybe doesn't even exist. And then they're all just talking about how happy they are that the mean girls are gone. Then the date card comes. Oh my god,
they're fucking cackling. There's like this one shot of Shannon. She's just like, ha ha!
Oh my, yes. Shannon, by the way, I need to find a clip because there's a, I have watched it like four times. I rewinded and watched it four times of her laughing and it looks like such a fake laugh. And imagine if a fake looking laugh was your genuine laugh. That's got to be the worst type of laugh to have.
Yeah, sometimes people think I'm being like a sarcastic bitch when I'm being genuine because I seem to always sound sarcastic. So I'll be like, wow.
You sound sarcastic right now.
Fucking hell.
Because I'm like always sarcastic. They think I'm sarcastic. More.
No. So many times I've just been like, wow, you look really beautiful today. And they're like, shut up. I'm like, oh.
Fuck off, you bitch.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I really enjoy your company. Maybe it's going to say it like that. But it's just like, I've been trying to give out more compliments and.
It's backfiring.
It's not working. Everyone's just like, God, you're a cunt.
I'm sorry, but also maybe don't be so sarcastic then, you sarcastic bitch.
Sorry, I'm the Chandler of the pod.
Is Chandler sarcastic? Oh,
fucking hell, Danielle.
I don't think I've watched Friends since I was a kid. I remember being in a high chair when Friends was on. Is that weird? Being in a high chair and doing like this potato dance to when Joey would come on the screen. I'd do like my hands in a weird potato way and I don't know why I did that. But I just remember Mum and Dad would laugh at it.
What the
fuck? Okay.
Potato dance. You got another inside joke from when you were a fucking toddler. You're like, they fucking love this potato shit.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about, but they ate it up.
It's been going since like the early 90s.
Yeah. And that's when I was born.
Same, actually.
Hmm, weird.
Don't tell anyone. I'm actually 12. I'm becoming ever worried about like aging.
Why?
Because I just feel like women start to devalue when they get past like 20.
I would say once they get past 29. We've still got a few more years left in us.
I feel better now.
When we get to 29, let's say 39.
Yeah.
30's
the new 20, girls.
Yep.
It actually is, though.
Yeah, because of technology. Because of technology?
Because you can spend all your 20s like fucking around and you don't have to settle down. And like get a proper job or get married or anything like that.
When people used to have to do that in their 20s.
Yeah.
That would have been a shit time.
Women couldn't have jobs.
Yeah.
So
there was nothing else to do.
Yeah. Otherwise you just live with your parents because you didn't have any money or any prospects.
And they're like, get a fucking husband.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm born now. Okay. So we open in there and there's a date card, which I think, again, is so funny because they need a bunch of filler in the episode. That's why they had so much content in the past episodes. I was like, where's the date card gone? And they get rid of the three women the four women who brought any sort of value.
Yeah.
Now we have to sit here and be like, what do we think? What's it going to be? And there's a lot of, it'll be Emily. Everyone thinks it'll either be Emily or Cass.
Yeah.
They're the two originals who haven't had a date.
Which
a single date yet.
Makes sense.
Yeah, especially because he hasn't kicked Cass out yet. So.
And he's also promised Emily a single date.
Yes. So both of them surely are due for a single date. Because if he keeps Cass around for like five more episodes and then doesn't go on a date with her, he'd be like, what the fuck was the point?
I feel so sorry for Cass.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, the producers have clearly been like, nah, keep it like, go on all the group dates, but don't ever invite her on a single date because that's funny to watch her be like, When am I going to get my single date? Anybody single date for me? Maybe me? Yeah. Anybody? Hey, I haven't been on one yet. Hey, Nick, maybe you'll one day take me on a single date.
Like, yeah. She's done pretty more open than hinted. Now,
she's
hey.
Been like, get me a fucking date, yeah. bitch.
I'm proud of her. She's being more and more forthright about it. So, Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany gets a date. So, Brittany got one of the first single dates, maybe the second one.
Yeah, she was the first real kiss.
The first real kiss, which is...
a good indicator.
What the fuck? Why is she getting... I wrote, Cass deserves better than this. Yes, she does. So they meet, they're on a boat. I wrote my notes on a computer this time. And then I just did like a... find the words who cares. I've written the words who cares so many times this episode because I don't give a shit about any of it. It was so boring.
I am confused because also on this date, Nick arrives on like an old ferry and he says that it's going to be an Australiana-themed date. But I'm just like, this whole fucking show has been Australiana-themed. Every date has been Australiana-themed. Except for the Balinese mansion. Yeah. Maybe that one. Not.
That was just a slide at Cat.
Yeah.
So they get on a boat, they get off the boat, and now they're in a zoo or something.
Yeah, it's one of the ones on the edge of, like, the harbour. I've been in that one.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. There's, like, two. There's, like, it's there's like a one, I think, like, a Madame Tussauds and then, like, an Australian Wildlife Centre right beside it.
Mm. Cool. Yeah, that's sick. So then there's koalas in there, and Brittany says something really profound. She says, they're one of those animals you wish you could have as a pet, but you can't. And then Nick says,
boring,
in response, even more profound, yeah, it'd be rude. What are you talking about? You're not interesting. Neither of you are interesting. Maybe you are soulmates because I don't care about any of this. It'd be rude. Do you mean it'd be cruel or, you know, inappropriate or... bad for the animal? What? Who is it rude to? You're just making up what? You're just saying whatever fucking words come out of your mouth because you don't know how to participate in a conversation.
Okay, let's try and work out what he was saying. Maybe he was rhyming, but we didn't know because there wasn't a second word. So rude could mean...
nude?
Nude.
The koala would be nude.
Will be nude. Well, they are nude. They're not wearing any clothes. rude.
Maybe he means, because she's like, you could keep one, and he thinks as like a real son. And you're like, it'd have to be nude.
So
you can't have a nude son running around.
That is correct. Or he could be making good, like good, but pronounced differently. That'd be good.
Surely one of those. I fucking hate him so much. Nick tries to be funny by pretending he knows all the koalas' names. Oh, yeah, that's Steve. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, unless you're doing their actual conversation, that's not funny.
I forgot I'm talking to someone who goes to the zoo and impersonates the animal.
Yeah, but if you do the conversations, it's funny. If you do the conversations, you're like, watch out below. Sorry, I'm going to do a poo. Oh, I did it. Hello. All right. I'm stuck up a tree again. How does this happen? This happens every day. How does this happen? While you're sleeping, I'm in a state of panic. I'm in a tree. I'm stuck in a tree. That's fun to do.
Okay, that is fun.
But you don't just say, Steve. Have some imagination, you prick.
I forgot that's one of your, like, top three pastimes.
Yeah.
As I said. Fuck, so
my poor partner has to deal with it so often. So yes, that is exactly what that dog would sound like when a dog walks by us on the street.
Good, Danielle. Good.
Very good.
So Nick says he's going to go get her a koala.
Yep.
And then he comes back with a snake.
Good pullback and reveal. Classic joke. Classic scare prank.
Which Brittany loves. Trick. Brittany loves this.
She loves it. And by saying that she loves it, she shows us that with her normal reaction of absolutely no emotion.
I do not think she enjoyed this. She does not like the snakes. It seems like it is something that just he wants to do. This seems like he's just like got a bunch of like hobbies, like things on his bucket list.
Over this next two episodes, it seems like that a lot.
Yeah, it does. And like he's just like, well, yeah, they'll like it too. So they hold the snakes and she's just sort of standing there like, okay, I have a snake on me now.
The snake.
She said she's always wanted to hold a koala. Not a snake.
Never, ever got to hold the koala.
No.
Poor Brittany.
And then they go into another room and there's a crocodile.
Can I quickly say something?
Yes.
Brittany, anything. If you have always wanted to hold a koala, that is not a hard thing to do.
No.
If that's a dream of yours, that's a very easy dream to fulfill. So either you didn't always want to hold a koala or you just said that on the spot because you were like, I don't know what to say. I guess I've always wanted to hold a koala.
It'd be rude.
No, you don't. They stink. Fun fact for you, they fucking reek.
They stink.
They're all animal, Naomi. They're not washed like a beautiful, sweet dog.
My Tazo boy.
They're like pissing on themselves. They're gross.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I didn't know that the sound that koalas made until I was camping with my family. And then I thought there was a wild boar outside the tent and I thought I was going to die because they sound fucking terrifying. People don't talk about how they sound. They're literally like... fucking terrifying.
It's weird. They're just being wild boars. I messaged Naomi in the week with my uncle's long-term partner had posted there was a fire up near them, and she'd done a status saying that there was a fire and they'd found a snake had run out of the fire and it had died, so they'd found the dead body of a snake. And they also said that they even got to catch a big stinker that came running from the bush. And then I scrolled through all the photos being like, what is a big stinker? And that's when I found a photo of a decapitated pig's head. Oh my God. Because my family had caught a pig that was trying to run away from the fire to save itself.
No.
And killed it. No. And then for some reason, instead of just killing the pig, they also then decapitated it.
Why
and then
posted the it on the all? Internet.
I assume because they're dangerous to have around in your yard. Yeah. Feral pigs, they'll try and... that. I mean, if a feral pig's coming at you, it's going to try and kill you.
Really?
Yeah. Feral pigs are dangerous.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I feel a little bit better about...
Yeah, it's not a domesticated pig. It's a feral pig.
No, well, I understand that it's... Yeah. That if they had a reason to kill it, then I feel a bit less sad for the pig, but still wanted they cut the head off.
I assume it was because it was in the bush in their house, and so if it was running away from the bush, the only place for it to go was like near the house area and the streets and stuff, which is dangerous. But I also don't understand the decapitation of it. Maybe just a nice, respectful burial would have been nice.
Little funeral.
I would say we'll upload that to the Instagram, but probably not. It's pretty brutal and graphic.
Maybe Insta story with a warning.
Yeah, I sent Naomi a message first saying, can I send you this?
Yeah, can I send you something fucked up? And once she clarified it was a dead animal, I was like, that's okay. There are some things I don't want to see. Dead animal, yes.
Give it to me.
No, it was quite horrifying, to be honest, to see that.
So, you said you wanted it.
I did. So they see a crocodile, and then they're going to feed it. So they have put a fish on, like, sort of like almost like a, well, it's like a, it's a stick and some string. It's not a fishing line because they're not trying to kill it. But, and then they try to create tension. They've got all this like, dun, 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 dun. What's the crocodile going to do? The crocodile jumps up out of the water and eats a fish.
Yeah, it's not in the wild.
No.
What danger is there?
They're like behind this like glass fenced area. It's fine. And they go sit on a couch. They talk about how they want the same things in life. Wow, a beautiful family and a happy life. There's so much in common.
They want to settle in Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, awesome. Sick.
And then they...
I said something happened. I missed it.
I literally wrote, I can't even pay attention. It's so boring. And I've written, who cares again? They have a kiss and then she starts crying because she can't remember what it's like to be in love.
She's not in love yet.
Yeah, that's why she's crying. She doesn't even know what love feels like anymore.
Oh.
No one gives a shit.
Oh.
And then he gives her a rose and they kiss again. He kind of pounces on her, doesn't he? Did you see that?
He also says... a nice line, I think, which I think you can all agree is a very beautiful line that you would want to hear, which is, yeah, beautiful bloody hair and eyes and that. Thank you for that heartfelt compliment.
And that.
I feel worshipped.
I feel like a goddess, a modern day goddess.
Oh, this is what I deserve.
I am Cleopatra.
I want to know what that is. Beautiful what? Bloody hair and eyes and that. That. What's that?
Describe it. What do you like about it?
What is it? What's that? Is it she my... She does
have beautiful bloody hair and eyes and that, though.
Yeah.
And so something that you'd sum up in one sentence, because it's like, yeah, you look nice.
Yeah.
So, I agree. It's what she deserves. And then I did actually did think this was genuinely quite cute when he was, like, in his little talking head. He was like, I feel like I could stay here all night. I don't know why you put me here, actually. You've just pulled me away from her.
No, that wasn't aww, nice.
That's cute. But they don't laugh together. Or maybe they do, but they're it's boring.
Yeah.
No one cares. Move on. I've moved on. Anyway, and then we are you done with that?
Yeah, I'm so done
okay,
with
okay,
that.
Okay, cool. We're all done with that. And then we get to the group date, which is the stupidest fucking... I've been like, oh, these stupid sports... I miss the sport in this because this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Yeah,
get us back some knee ping pong. Something.
Don't give them ideas. They'll do it. So we get to a group date. Are they on a boat or did I just imagine that part?
Yeah, they're on a boat because they want to make them think they're going somewhere fun, but really they're on their way to the mentalist.
Yes, they are. So they get on...
I hate it.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
He's called the human lie detector. His name's Steve, and he's worked with the FBI.
Any relation to the koala?
Yeah, they're related by first name.
Yeah, silly joke. But you laughed, so I gotcha. I
So what I wrote down, the first things I wrote down were, fucking weirdo, I'm going to hate this cunt. And guess what? I fucking did. I hated this motherfucker. So the point is to, like, sit them down and figure out if they're lying, get someone to just, like, intensely read their body language.
Yeah, but also that stuff is proven to not work.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
That's why, like, they say, like, polygraph tests, like, really don't work.
Really?
Yeah, they're
I
like,
didn't know that. I'm disappointed now.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, you can use them because it can scare people or whatever into, like, because most... Like, a lot of people apparently don't know.
I didn't.
They're not super.
Now yeah. I'm invincible. Like a
I hope
lie.
I'm right on that. But it seems like... It's I like hope you're you wrong. Wouldn't have... Thank you. You wouldn't have, like, people going to jail for crimes if it was like, well, I can see here that you're definitely lying on that. So you definitely deserve to go to jail. It's like, nah. That don't work.
But this guy's amazing. He's able to find out such interesting facts like Cass likes Nick. That's one of the things he figures out, that she is infatuated with him.
I think...
I can't believe it.
I think everybody's a human lie detector, if that's the case. Yeah.
So I put this on Twitter as well. I was like, if it's just figuring out who has a crush on who, then the FBI could have hired me at 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has a crush? How do you... Can you tell that? Who has a crush on who?
Everyone can tell that. You can at least tell... You know what I hate? It's like whenever you see someone, like people like flirting or whatever.
No, I'm just thinking about me in high school. Because it's like... I was like, you wouldn't have been able to tell who I had a crush on in high school.
If you didn't talk... If you talk to them, you can tell.
Okay, yeah. I was like, I'll never look at them or make eye contact with them. I'm too nervous. Don't look at them. Are they looking... No, they're not. I'm not looking at them.
I just thought it was crazy, like looking back at high school... Like, people, everyone was flirting with everyone.
Yeah.
And, like, you'd be like, ooh, do they like each other? Are they flirting? Ooh, yes. It's so fucking obvious. Like, you could, so easy to read people, but they would always be like, no, that's not what that meant. Well, the most anxiety I ever got in high school was, like, whenever, if I was, like, talking to a guy and someone was like, stop flirting. And I would be like, blood would rush out of my face. And I'd be like, I've been ruined. Be so embarrassed. It's like everyone flirted with everyone. Who cares?
High school, eh? The yep. Good old days.
And I feel like we're back there now with some guy being like, I can tell you like him. Don't
no,
lie.
No, No.
She's literally competing for his love, okay? Steve, fuck off. So, okay, what's the gist of this? Brooke is crying for some reason.
She feels uncomfortable because she's in a room with a man who seems very creepy.
Yeah, and he's just like trying to read her.
That's enough. I'd cry, maybe.
I'm feeling really uncomfortable. And I was like, true. Deanna is too deadpan for Steve's liking.
Why did you come on The Bachelor? I applied because I was single. All right. Good reason. That is what she said.
Sophie talks about how work is important to her. Tennille seems a little bit guarded. He says, I think she's protecting herself from something. Yeah, the creepy man sitting in front of her. He's just like looking at her, cross her arms, and then writing something down.
Yeah, he's also like, he's like asking weird questions. It's like, I don't think, does anybody really expect people to fall in love during The Bachelor? Because this, like, he's like, he asked Tennille, he was like, would you fall in love while you're on The Bachelor? And she was like, I wouldn't say I couldn't. It's like, yeah, I suppose you're like, it's not impossible, but it's probably not likely to fall in love with a man I'm spending 1 hour with every 6 weeks.
And then Cass sits down and he tries to get information out of her. So she says the first time she saw him, they saw each other across a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a few months later that they saw each other at like a rugby thing or something like that, and they got to talking and they're like, don't I know you? And it was because they like sort of saw each other at a bar once, and then they went on a few dates, and he says how many, and she says between 3 and 5.
She knows how many.
Yeah.
She knows how many. You would remember. Also, between 3 and 5 dates is not a hard amount to remember.
Well, maybe you wonder if they're, I mean, we're already debating how many dates they've been on, if single time after a group date counts. So
I don't think those count.
Single what time. About in the real world?
No, because you've just hung out with friends and then you've spent some time alone together at the end. That's not a date. The date has to be agreed upon beforehand. And the date is one, so it's not agreed upon beforehand.
Ah, I forgot about Danielle's rules of dating.
The date must be agreed upon 2 days in advance. He must show up in a chariot at your doorstep and kiss your feet first. Then... it must nail a hammer.
What?
I don't know. I got tongue-tied. My brain's not working good. Sorry, bye.
I'm sorry. I should have jumped in there with you.
Yeah.
You end, were like, oh, no, it. Too much improv.
End the improv for me, please. I've done already too much improv.
Nail a hammer. Good Lord.
Hammer and nail. There we are.
Okay. So, yeah. Whatever. I don't give a shit. So then they have couple interviews. Why is this happening? I hate this so much. I was so annoyed. I kept looking at him like, you're divorced.
The Steve or the honey badger?
Steve. God, fucking, I did not like him.
Yeah, he's not good.
Just like a man to just, like a creepy old man to just come in and read all these young women. Find out, get to the bottom of who they are. Fuck you.
Yeah, he'd be the most annoying. Like, if you were his son or daughter, I feel like I'd be like, Dad, can you not be in the room when my friends are over? You make everybody uncomfortable. Just leave, please. You even make Mum uncomfortable. Like, why? Dad, can you just take a... just chill out for a second, Dad. Stop wearing all black all the time and poking your head around corners. It's weird, Dad. Stop using walkie-talkies at home, Dad. You can walk in the room. Our house is not that big. Just come find me. It's weird. Stop calling me Eagle.
Eagle.
The eagle has landed. That's what that was in reference.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, thank you. All right, that is definitely enough improv now. Okay, from me.
This is, like, highly unrelated. Do you know, I had a dream. It just reminded me of, like, creepy dads. I had a dream that Tony Abbott was my friend's dad. And Tony, for our international listener, Tony Abbott's a former prime minister and creepy, creepy man.
He's very creepy.
Do not like him. Yuck face. Worst personality. And I had a dream that I was like having a shower and he was just sort of standing outside the shower grinning at me.
That's creepy. Was it a see-through glass door?
Yeah. And I felt too awkward to say anything because he was like my friend's dad.
Naomi, if your friend's dad was watching you shower, you should definitely say something.
Yeah, but in the dream, I was like a teen, like an awkward teenager. And also it was a dream. So
yeah, okay.
I didn't really control the narrative.
You guys report it.
And then the next night I had a dream that Vladimir Putin was...
What the fuck is with your dreams and political figures?
I don't know. I worked in a candy store and he came in the candy store and killed a baby.
What?
I don't like him either.
You should not sleep ever again.
<I know>. Horrifying stuff. I fucking hate politics. They're always coming into my dreams to kill babies and watch me shower. So they sit down and have these couple interviews. Sophie can't decide what's more important, work or love. Okay, good.
You can't decide, and you definitely can't have them all.
No, you can't. You're a woman. Jamie Lee wants a family. Tennille.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you keep people at arm's length because you're scared of getting hurt? Which is just like...
Yeah, everybody does that.
It's like the plot to like every rom-com in the past 20 years. It's just like, I like to keep walls up because I don't like to get hurt. It's like, what are you... Everyone says that about themselves and they think it makes them special.
Yeah. It's just a normal human defense mechanism. Yeah. It would also be weird if you went around, like, disclosing your darkest secrets or, like, deepest, like, feelings to just every person.
Exactly. I mean, that's why, like, when two people like each other and you're like, they both like each other, why don't they do something about it? You know, high school again. But it's like, that's because you might get embarrassed or like that. You don't just, like, as soon as you're attracted to someone, you're like, I'm attracted to you. I think there's a bit of a romantic connection here. And
that
I'd
would
like
weird
to
me out if somebody did that too. I would be like, well, you're not okay.
But your boyfriend, completely normal.
Yeah, super normal. Nothing weird about him. Completely normal boy.
What were you telling me about him before? Oh, that he got up. Oh, yeah. He woke up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And he texted you at 6 a.m. saying, I'm going for a walk.
Yeah.
And he got back at 8 a.m.
Yeah, he just went for a 2-hour walk.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah, he's an early riser. Sometimes, like, in the morning, he'll That's wake me up and have a chat. And I'm like, what time is it? And it's, like, 10 past 5. And I'm like, fuck off. But he starts work early.
That's
so
actually messed up. That's, I think that's abuse.
It's all right. It ends after I stop replying.
I'm mad if Mark makes a noise and it's like, fuck. You know what he did the other day? The other night?
No.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt anxious for some reason. I was like, that's weird. And then I turned around and Mark said to me in his sleep, suck my huge fucking asshole.
Suck my huge fucking asshole.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
So I think he probably said something aggressive while I was asleep and it like jerked me awake, but I couldn't remember it. And then he had to follow up with suck my huge fucking ass.
Suck my huge fucking ass.
He's so aggressive in his sleep and it's really weird because he's a very nice boy when he's awake. But when he's asleep, he's like, oh, once. So I usually fall asleep later than he does. So sometimes I like watch stuff on my laptop in bed. And he'd fallen asleep. And I was like, is it okay if I watch this? And he was like, yeah, it's fine. So I knew it was okay. And then, so I was watching it. And then he just turns around and he goes, you suck. And I was like, what? And he's like, you fucking suck. And then just rolled back over. And then in the morning, I was like, what the fuck was that about? He's like, what? I was like, what the fuck is this cunt's problem? He was asleep.
I'm a similar, it's not the same thing, but Jono, once he's been asleep for any moment, he it takes him like a bit of time to wake up. And so there's this thing we called Sleepy Jono, and Sleepy Jono does not remember anything he's ever said, and also is not a happy boy. So he'll be like, can you wake me up from a nap in 40 minutes? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I'll try and wake him up from a nap in 40 minutes. He'll be like, fuck off. I just want to sleep. Just leave me alone. Get away. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'll go away. And then like 2 hours later, he'll come out and be like, why didn't you wake me up? And I'm like, you yelled at me. He's like, that's just Sleepy Jono. You got to get past it. And I'm like, I don't know. It just seems a lot like awake Jono.
Set an alarm, dickhead. Why is that your responsibility? Fuck, Mark's always telling me to wake him up from a nap. Why don't they set a fucking alarm?
I think they know they'll turn the alarm off and think they'll respect us more.
I think but they just like to pretend they're asleep so that they can abuse us.
I think that's maybe, yeah. That is a fucked up workaround. But I agree with you.
So, shit. So, yeah, Tennille's been thrown under the bus by Bloody Steve. Deanna, oh, God, who cares about any of this?
They're giving her the Vanessa Sunshine treatment.
Oh, yeah, she's too deadpan. Brooke, he's like, would you say that you have, I feel like you have self-doubt sometimes. She's a 23-year-old woman.
Yeah.
What kind of 23-year-old woman doesn't have self-doubt sometimes? This is not a lie detector. This is a fucking horoscope. I'm so annoyed. And then Cassie just like all over him as well.
So happy to be again in the room with him.
Loves it. And then she reminds
me of like a cat sometimes. You know how a cat, like when it comes up to you and it wraps its tail around you constantly and you're like, aww, it's always touching you and you're,
yeah,
you're like, oh, the cat loves me. Oh, I like the cat loves me. Oh, it's all right. Hello, pussycat.
yeah, she was very much like a coiled cat. And then, yeah, they hugged. She walked in the room and her and Nick hugged. And then the guy goes, that's a passionate embrace. And wrote it down. You're a fucking freak. Go away. And she says, still waiting for that single date, you know? Nick is someone I could fall in love with for sure. She's such a cutie.
I like that she's just like putting her whole heart into it.
Isn't she? She's just such a genuine, really sweet person. She is very upfront. She's not keeping him at arm's length. She's very much throwing herself into this.
This is why I don't think Cass would ever work as the Bachelorette, because she'd just pick one and be like, "Yo, I love you. Yeah. I could never, not any of them, just you."
I'd love to watch that.
It would be a good scene. And then it's just all the others getting rejected, but they have to keep the show going on for ages.
7 weeks of just one person getting dates. Mark said he was like,
and Honey Badger's in there, but he never gets a date.
Yeah, fuck him. I'm over it. Mark was like, I want to go on The Bachelor, but you're one of the contestants, and then I just pick you every week. And I was like, you just hurt a lot of women's feelings. Probably just don't go on the show. He's like, nah.
You can just take me on dates now. Yeah. I mean, we're together. I mean, you don't need that to spice it up.
He's like, gotta go, babe. Gotta go play PUBG. Nah, it's fine. We're fine. We're fine together. This is so dumb. I'm over this. Do we have to keep talking about this?
No, state? let's get over this. I hate this. Steve says Cass is besotted to him. Steve is the least charismatic man in the world.
Yeah, he is.
Nick tells Nick that Cassie has very strong feelings. Nick did not need you to tell him that.
Yeah.
Nobody needed you to tell anybody in the whole world that Cass likes Nick.
Or anything that you've said, to be honest. You didn't bring any value to this.
Done. Cocktail party.
Boom. Done. We're here. So Cass and Nick have a chat. Nick says, Steve said you're very straightforward. Yeah, can't. What are you? Oh, anyway, what does he say? Something like, your dress could be fishing line or something. We could go fishing. And then Cass goes, we should try it sometime. Maybe on a single day.
Yeah.
Haha, just kidding. There's 10 of us left. I'll just keep waiting.
I feel so sorry for her.
She's so cute.
That's the second time this episode too.
Yeah.
Because she mentioned it in the lie detector and this.
Good on her. She's been waiting fucking long enough. So dumb.
Feel so sorry for it. Yeah.
Well, Brittany got 2 dates. Boring Brit.
I also like that she was nice. She was very happy that the lie detector told Nick that she was in love with him. She's like, yeah, so it was all good feedback. So I'm pretty happy with that. I'm pretty glad Nick knows where I stand now. And it was like, Nick knew.
Everyone knows.
Everybody knows. That's why you're getting treated this way. You're getting, like, kept. The producers think it's very funny not to give you a date.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where it's mean, though. And
getting
you know,
to the point.
It's already mean.
It's been mean for, like, 3 weeks.
But you know where it's, like, I feel like now it's, like, an absolute joke. And it feels like it gets that way before the producers are like, oh, that's too much now.
Yeah.
Like, it got that much with them treating Vanessa Sunshine like shit.
Yeah.
And it got too much with the girls being rude. And then now it's gotten too much with Cass.
It's like they take it too far to the point where you're annoyed and then they give you what you want.
And then you're like, well, it doesn't mean as much now. If I had to ask for it, does it even mean anything? Seriously, she had to ask. She's had to ask for a single date so many times.
So many times. Oh, Cass.
She saw Tennille do the, or whoever it was, whoever that lady was. Who was it? Rhiannon. She saw Rhiannon do the get out of mansion free card. The next episode, she got a single one-on-one date.
Yeah. Because of a fucking homemade coupon.
Yeah.
What does Cass have to do? She lays her heart bare, bleeding. Hello, I exist.
Love me. Love me. Nothing. Here's some hair. There's some extensions and reel in there.
I reckon she should shove her extensions down his throat at this point. Yeah. I'm over it. Shut him up.
Asphyxiate him.
Well.
No, I'm just joking. Huh? Okay.
Let's not advocate party. For the murder of the Bachelor. Not openly.
Also, like, at the start of the cocktail party when all the girls were sitting on the couch waiting for Nick, one of them said, "Where's our BF?" That's funny. Funny joke from whoever. Yes, that is correct. You are all sharing a boyfriend. That is kind of weird. And a few of you have not even been on dates with your boyfriend yet.
No. Just start a harem. I guess that way they all win, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
And then they don't have to put up with him for as much time.
That is true.
Share him around.
Man, can't live with him. Can't live without him.
Nick, can't live with him.
End of story.
Get it? That was a very funny joke.
It was a very funny joke. That's why I laughed.
Well, took you a while.
I'm slower than most people.
Yeah, well, that's clear, isn't it? Let's just end this here. Another joke. I'm on fire today. I had an orange before the pod. Feel like a kid playing softball.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to Brooke's secret. Brooke's got a secret.
Mm-hmm.
She's had 4 relationships since she's been 17.
No, well, they set this up as, like, the most, in all the ads, it was like, what's Brooke's secret? She's like, I'm so nervous to tell him, blah, blah, blah. I said last episode, maybe it's that she tells him that her mother committed suicide. Which, no. And then she starts talking about it's something to do with relationships. So the next thing I jump to is one of her boyfriends has committed suicide. It seems like really, really dark. It seems like something to do with relationships.
Yeah, I thought it might have been really, really that dark. She was in like an abusive relationship or something.
That's
like
what
that.
I also thought.
Because she was like, I don't want him to think about my character. And even though nobody ever thinks anything about people's character, like, you know how there's that stigma about it?
Or like battered woman syndrome and all that. Like you're fucked up and you're fucking too much baggage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought as well. I'm like, something's bad. Like, something really bad has happened with a boyfriend that has, like, forever changed her.
Yeah.
But no.
Nope.
I mean, I'm happy that that didn't happen to her.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, we're very happy that you have not gone through that.
Yes. That's awesome news.
But.
My God. I can't believe this. I'm so upset.
This made me so angry.
So, the thing that she's like, I've had 4 relationships. I had a boyfriend for 3 years. But 2 of those relationships were with women. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom. Boom. Me on the couch. Oh. That is not noteworthy.
Well, like, here's the thing. It is still a big thing to come out of the closet, and that's something to commend her for. I understand why you're nervous to do this. What I am annoyed about is the editing that made it seem like this. Like, this fucking, it sounded like it was going to be, like, a traumatic thing that she'd been through, or, like, you know, some big bombshell. They made it sound like a bad thing.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, you know, it could have been, like, a happy thing. Like, I've had, you know, like, whatever, when you show, like, Dasha being, like, I have a son, then they're, like, it's, like, really nice, like, cute music, and it's, like, a beautiful moment. But then when she's, like, I've had relationships with women, it's, like,
Yeah, I was also just, like, I mean, the... It annoyed me because, like, you're like, yes, she's coming out, but she's not really coming out because, like, in the next sentence, she's like, I'm not, like, do you have it word for word?
Yeah, I do. So she says, I've had relationships with women. And she says, I'm a big person of who you are inside, you know, not taking things at face value, blah, blah, blah. So she says, I looked beyond what they were as female and I really loved who they were. It was like, you have to look beyond it.
Yeah. Yuck. Gross.
I looked beyond that. I was like, women, disgusting. But then I look past it and it's like who they were as people. And they were actually really nice people. And then she says, yeah, I'm not bisexual or a lesbian or anything like that. I'm a big lover of people and who they are. Now, this is a touchy subject as two straight women.
Yeah, we're probably not the best on this.
To be fair, I'm like a 1.5 on the Kinsey scale, but I say I'm straight because I feel like I have not earned the right to say bisexual.
Yeah.
Because I've never like had a girlfriend or anything like that. But anyway, still, this is the shittest.
Very good justifying yourself, Naomi.
I am justifying myself.
Is it
a lesbian or bisexual or anything. That, like, that's
pansexual?
What I'm saying.
Is that what pansexuality is?
Well, she's not giving it a label, and I understand why she's doing it. She's basically being like, I'm not like other queers. Like, it's just like that. It's like that I'm not like other girls, but the queer version. Which is so, like, she's literally just making excuse after excuse after excuse. And it's like, I understand it's a huge thing to come out on national television and to a guy you're seeing who you don't know if he's going to be, like, biphobic or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, she still obviously got a lot of growing up to do, you know, to be like, I'm not bisexual or lesbian or anything like that. Like, what are you trying to say? You're straight? Because
yeah,
you're not.
Or are you trying to say that being those things is not good?
Yeah, she's, I'm not that.
I'm not one of them.
No, yuck.
Yeah, this made me like quite disappointed in Brooke. Because it was like, there's nothing wrong with that. You could have just said, yeah, I had a relationship with a man for 3 years and I've also had two relationships with a woman. That's the end of it. There's no, you didn't need to.
Yeah, but I can understand her probably feeling a lot of shame about it. So that's where that comes from. It comes from the shame. And it's the same with the I'm not like other girls thing. It comes from the shame that you feel for being a woman. So you have to be like, I'm not like other women. All other women are awful, but I'm not awful. So I guess I'm not like women.
I'm just a cool girl. I'm just a cool girl.
To be fair, I am. But it's just, she just.
All right.
I said that and then you hesitated in like laughing at it and then it didn't sound like a joke and then I just sounded up myself. And as a woman.
No, I did that on purpose because I thought it was funny.
As a woman, I, I just.
Sorry, no, you are a cool girl, Naomi. You're very cool. Thank you. And I know it was a joke and very cool and funny and also a women's rights advocate.
Yeah.
And you love women now.
I love women.
Even though you didn't used to, but now you do.
I do love women. Thank you.
It's okay. She's not really crying. She's faking that.
No, I'm really crying. Brooke. And then she just says, I just really don't want to be judged on that. So she's just gone on this. Nick hasn't talked at all throughout this whole thing. And then she ends on, I don't really want to be judged on that. And then Nick goes, no way. That's his big response to her coming.
Yeah, he's very excited.
No way. I guess they have a lot in common because they both love women.
They both love.
But then he was like, he goes.
Okay, Naomi's crying now. Crying, laughing now. What's happened? Tell me now.
It's so annoyed. So annoyed at how dumb this is. Because Nick says, out of both of your experiences, what do you feel is right for you?
No.
He's basically saying, choose!
What do you like? Dick or pussy?
A fundamental misunderstanding of bisexuality is that you have to choose between them. It's, oh my God, it's so dumb. It's like being like, I like people with blonde hair and people with brunette hair. And then someone with brunette being like, but which will you end up with?
What's like, your favorite?
Whoever is there at the fucking time. Anyway, so he says, which she feels right for you. And she says, I want to be with a male. I want to have children. That for me is a powerful thing. And it's not just that. I'm more sexually attracted to men. Like she just starts going on like, men, I love men. I love men. Oh, I love men.
But you could have children with a lady.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, obviously it's not going to be as simple, and maybe that's what she's looking for. Yeah, she's like, it's very much more simple to just
dick someone,
be with a man, like, just in terms of just society. I'm sure it's like there's a lot of hurdles that you don't have to worry about there, but it's just like, just to be like, I'm more sexually attracted to men. So we know she's a 2 on the Kinsey scale, which for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a scale from 0 to 6 of basically your sexuality. So a 3 smack bang in the middle.
Can you do a quiz?
You can do a quiz. I've done a quiz and I sit between a 1 and a 2. Okay. That's why I say 1.5 because I feel like I haven't earned a 2. So Brooke is a 2.
What earned you a 2, motorboating?
Yeah.
All right.
I just, well, because it's like you are like attracted to both with like a tendency towards straightness is like a 2, whereas like a 1 is like you're mostly straight, but you have some
dalliances.
So I reckon she's a 2 on the Kinsey scale. Now I want to know where every other girl sits on the Kinsey scale. I stand by my statement that Brooke is not going to win, but she's going to be the Bachelorette. And now, if they don't include women, I'm suing Channel 10.
I don't think women want to be involved after she says, I prefer men.
I think if she loses, we will read a new idea article about her being like coming out and being like, actually, I am bisexual and I'm okay with the term now, because she's done it on TV and everyone's going to be like, it's fine. Why do you have a problem with the label? She's going to think about it a lot more, because I feel like she wouldn't say this to a lot of people. Like, it's not something she seems quite open about, because she seemed like, she doesn't seem okay with it herself, right? So now I think, given that everyone knows, she's going to like become a lot more okay with it, hopefully. Yeah. And like
education and stuff, like being like,
I mean, she's definitely like, if she says something like that, like she's definitely not like a part of the queer community, I would say.
Yeah, at
all. Like, and she doesn't like associate herself with that, even with the labels of it. So what I'm saying is they better have a frickin' season of The Bachelorette with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't quite work, I don't care. Just do it anyway. And that's, everyone keeps tweeting it at Osha. They're like, do something like that. And he's like, if you can find out a way to do it and still have the tension work. But I've come to the conclusion that it doesn't matter. Just do it anyway.
Yeah. We'll just have 2 different houses, boys' house, girls' house.
Well, no, because it would be the girls who are attracted to women who you'd have to separate. Yeah. But then it seems weird to separate them all. Don't get attracted to each other.
But aren't the girls also, some of them could be bi as well.
I mean, yeah, so could the men. So could anyone.
That is true.
I mean, 2 girls in the house right now could be bi.
Everybody. Individual villas.
Yeah. It's almost like this format is just fundamentally wrong. We get to the end of that. Nick says, good on her. She knows now what she wants. Good on her. She's come back round to men. She's tried out women, but she's rightfully decided that she should be with a man.
She's had a fun time now.
It's time to settle down and put all your dalliances aside. A phase, yes. That's Nick. That's Nick, by the way. That's not me. Thanks.
Just you'll know clarify. Because the difference is Naomi's voice sounds sarcastic.
I guess I can get away with saying anything because everyone will think I'm making a joke.
Or you can say, actually, that's what I thought. You can, one of the two, sarcastic or real. Who knows?
Yeah. Never take anything I say seriously. Take everything I say with a grain of salt. Fuck, I hate it when people say that because they're like, I'm not going to be held accountable for the things that I say.
Yeah, that's annoying. I hate when people say that about their stand-up on stage. Like, it's just a joke. And you're like, yeah, but if you wrote it and you said it, why did you say it if you didn't mean it?
Also, it wasn't funny.
I'm just telling you why I didn't – why I don't think that joke – like, it's like the audience aren't laughing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what do you reckon I should do about that joke? I reckon don't do it.
That's some comedy advice from comedy queen Danielle Walker.
I prefer comedy legend. Comedy
winner 2016. So You Think You're Funny, second runner-up?
Yeah, something like that.
2016.
Comedy Zone alumni.
Comedy Zone alumni. Best newcomer. Comedy Festival 2018. Is that all? Or do you have more accolades that I fucking missed?
That's enough.
Yeah, it is enough. Leave some scraps for the rest of us. Don't even do stand up anymore. And that's why I don't have all those awards. I love this rivalry between us. It's so tense.
It's always good to keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Mm-hmm. That's what we always say here at Batch Bitch, the podcast with the two biggest bitches in the comedy
scene. They hate each other. anyway, okay. So this episode, I guess that either Jamie Lee or Deanna would go. And then I've jumped back. Just in my notes, I'm like, I'm so upset. I'm still so upset about the Brooke thing. What the fuck? She's so embarrassed. She needs to get out of Perth.
Oh, yeah, that would be rough. I forgot she lives in Perth.
Yeah. I remember, was it Laura Davis? She's from Perth.
She's so great.
The stand-up, like, people are quite, it's not the same as doing stand-up in Melbourne.
Yeah, we were both over in Perth at the same time doing stand-up, maybe like two years ago, and we just consoled each other. Not that, like, we were having great gigs, but we were, like, watching other people stand up being like, oh my god, what the fuck is happening here? People talking about having rape basements? You're like, no. What? That's not a funny joke.
Oh. Was it by any chance Joseph Fritzl?
No.
Oh. Unfortunately, right, what you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not funny. Anyway, and I've written, bye Deanna. What a surprise. I can't believe it. I'm so entertained. Actual sarcasm there, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, one of the rare occurrences where my tone matches my intention. What a fun episode. Was that you clapping?
That was me clapping you, but I had the mic in one hand, so I just...
Aggressively slapping your thigh?
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to be supportive. Get over it.
Did you have a fun episode?
Yeah, that was a fun episode. Do we have any, like, do we have to read anything, or...
I'm just seeing if we have any reviews.
Oh, yeah. Have you checked since last week?
Oh, we have a new review.
Ooh, good or bad?
Five stars.
Oh, hello.
5 stars from Baby B. Baby B live. come for the batch chat, stay for the bug life, caboodle love, and fabulous hosts. That's nice.
Thank you.
This podcast saved me from boring friends/family/co-workers and strangers in public with bachelor critique. Naomi and Danielle say a lot of what I've been thinking with a liberal sprinkling of fun facts and side notes. Listen just to find out about who has the Christopher Pine crush. It's me. Make me horny.
You love politics.
Thanks, ladies, and keep fighting the good fight. #justiceforcass. Correct, Baby B. Live. Fucking Cass doesn't. Cass deserves better, and I will fight for her till the day I die. I private messaged her from our Instagram account being like, I feel like the costume department's being biased because you always look amazing. Love your work. And she did not respond.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? I'm actually offside now. And now I hope she never gets a date, to be honest. Wait, let me see if she saw it at least.
Who was this again?
She probably gets a lot of... She didn't even see it.
Who was it again?
Cass.
Oh, Cass.
Yeah.
Cass.
I said stunning 24/7 and she didn't even see it, which is sad, but she probably gets a lot of messages that are mean.
So. Do you reckon she's even allowed to control her social media until she's out of the house?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
For sure. They're all in control of their social media.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they respond when I tag, I tagged Alicia on Instagram and she responded straight away.
Yeah.
Defending that horrible hem, saying she didn't cut the dress.
And beautiful, sweet Brittany, she's been in touch.
Brittany messaged us.
Beautiful Queen Brittany.
Not boring
Brittany. Yes, Queen Brittany.
Yeah. Konnichiwa, Brittany. Love her.
Yeah.
She's great. I actually saw, if you go on Brittany's Instagram.
Yeah.
She like showed this picture. Hang on, I'll get it up. She showed a picture from the swimming sports thing.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, it's so good. And they didn't even include it, but it's like clearly when they were jumping in for the first time. And she just like, everyone and she just looks fucking hilarious. She just looks like completely sideways.
She just looks like she's fun dive. All the time.
Huh?
She just looks like she's like, I've got a funny thing to do all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's a, what a great way to live.
Yeah.
She's better than this show, to be honest. Give her a show. I'd watch it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The Bachelorette, but with Britney. Let's get that happening.
Yeah, that would be like the...
It's called Who Can Keep Up.
The Bachelor, like the Bachelorette equivalent of this season, but actually funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, hot take. Hot take from me. I'm going to apologize here because I still haven't responded to anyone's emails. I now... Why don't you respond to them, Danielle?
Sorry, yes, I will.
Good, because I am terrible at responding to messages.
Okay, I will do it.
I don't know why.
I will do it on Monday, I think. I'll get back to everybody on Monday.
Okay, well, when this comes out, it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, so just letting you everybody know, if you've received an email, it won't be done by the time this podcast is out, but by the next one, it will be done. I'll do them for you. I'll send you a fun anecdote, maybe.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Email us for a fun anecdote from Danielle.
It might be gruesome, because to me, fun and gruesome are the same thing.
It will absolutely be gruesome.
Oh, if anybody wants to see that picture of the pig's head, message me.
Oh, yeah, DM us for a picture of the pig's head. We will not post it anywhere because it is too upsetting.
It is very graphic.
But if you want to see it.
There is a stick in the mouth of the boar holding its mouth open so that you can see its tusks. Oh. Beautiful.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, did they stick a spear through its mouth or something like that?
No, my family are barbarians, you know what I mean? They don't have spears. They have guns like civilized people.
They use a knife to cut its head off. Oh, that's fucked up. All right, well, this has been a successful episode, and we will talk to you in a couple days.
Bye! Bye. Rumigo.
Bye-bye, give a kiss. We need help.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.